How do you contact Mona? Her website is thepsychicview.com and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Mona is available for special events, VIP receptions, Las Vegas trade shows, and personal readings in Las Vegas by appointment. Mona holds the privileged psychic arts license through the City of Las Vegas and is the published author of Chancing Life, Wisdom in a Dice Toss. Call 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Remember, Mona changes lives one at a time.
You need help. You need answers. And I'm considering my next movie role. I consult Mystic Mona's app, Dice Wisdom. The app gives me great advice for all my important meetings. I wish I had Dice Wisdom when I was tempted by my housekeeper. Ah, but the past is the past. I'm back in the movie biz now, and all is good. Go to dicewisdom.com. Go on, you know you want to. Do it now!
Tuned into Psychic View with Las Vegas psychic Mona Van Joseph. This entertaining and interactive program is brought to you each weekday morning at 9 a.m. Pacific Time. Call in now to ask Mona your most pressing and personal question at 347-850-1494. That's 347-850-1494. Now from the entertainment capital of the world, Psychic View.
Well, good morning and happy Friday, everybody. And as I do every morning, I lay out my whole deck of cards and I draw one card as a vibration of the day. Okay, this is the coolest card. In traditional tarot, this is a card called Justice, all right? In my deck, it's called Breakthrough. And usually what it means is that you work really, 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 really hard on something. And then you finally decide, you know what? If it's meant to be, it's going to be. And what's funny is as soon as you release the emotional zing connected with working really, 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 really hard, what happens is and it seems as though all that hard work finally comes back and pays you back for what you deserve. And when I say what you deserve, I mean that in a good way. It's divine justice coming your way for a lot of effort you've put in, usually over many years, and that finally the universe is paying you back. The secret to this card is learning to receive. The secret to this card is that when the big event happens where you're offered something that seems a little out of the blue, you need to accept it. You need to decide that this really is something you've worked hard for and you deserve. What usually happens is it usually comes through at the point where you're almost ready to give up. And then some amazing thing happens out of the blue. And, you know, I don't usually do the whole out of the blue thing. Like when you're looking for a really great love relationship, I don't tell you that the UPS guy is going to deliver it to your door. Of course, unless it is a UPS guy. You actually have to get out there and get in the way of love. You actually have to get your butt out of your house, out of your usual routine, and start connecting with people. Because the most attractive thing to any potential partner is seeing you laugh and having a good time, which is why you hear me recommend things like bowling leagues and Toastmasters and getting involved in a group where you're learning something. Because when people see you learning and laughing and having a good time and interacting with other people, you become incredibly magnetic and attractive. But this particular card is talking about breakthrough. It finally says that all that hard work you've put in is about to pay off for you. So happy Friday on that card. I'm going to go right to my callers. Somebody here from area code 216. Hello, 216. Who's this?
Hi. Hi.
Hi. Who's this?
There's a reason why you said that message. I know that. My name's Sharon. Hi.
Oh, hey, Sharon. What's your question?
Oh, I'm like my sneezing. My question is, what does the next 2 months have in store for me?
Okay, that's a full reading question, so do you have a specific category that I could actually address for you?
Do you see me landing a job? How's that?
That's a really good question. I like that question.
I'm looking for employment.
All right. All right. I have to ask you a question because the first card that's coming up, not normally, I don't know if you've been a regular on my program, but normally I don't ask you a lot of questions. I just answer your questions.
I know.
But you have a weird card as the first card in this question category, which is, what is it about employment or maybe your last job that you feel guilty about?
I don't feel guilty about it, but I was betrayed badly, and I'm still holding grudges about it.
Okay. Are you, then would you say that you're beating yourself up about the fact that you're, okay, all right. You need to spend this weekend doing sort of a cleansing ritual. So I'm going to give you an assignment for the weekend. And I actually want you to, do you have a piece of paper and a pen?
Yes.
Oh, yes. Good girl. Okay. All right. What I want you to do is I want you to spend the rest of the day going through every room where you live and getting and actually having a box in the middle of the room or just make a pile in the middle of the room of things in each room that you're not that you're not using, that you're not wearing, that are not applicable to the future that you want to create for yourself. I want you to actually make a little pile in each room of what you want to get rid of.
I get rid of it.
Here's what you're going to do is what's going to happen is you're probably going to end up with probably three hefty bags full of stuff to get rid of, okay? And I really want you to be honest. You're not going to fit in those jeans again, so get rid of them.
Oh, my God. But, Mona, I should not feel guilty about my last job. It was injustice. Does that make sense?
Okay. Well, all right. Well, wait. Okay. I'm going to get to all that. We got to do this cleansing thing first. And that's what you're going to be spending this weekend doing, all right? So today, the rest of the day today, is all about getting rid of things you're not using. And especially address, which is the weirdest thing I'm going to tell you, address the crap you have in your kitchen.
Okay.
If you have a whole cupboard full of plastic containers, get rid of them.
Rid of them.
Okay?
Okay.
All right.
I believe in you. Okay. Go on.
All right. Okay. The next thing I want you to do is after you have actually culled away all this stuff that's not working for you, all right? The next thing that I want you to do is I want you to load it up in your car, take it off to Salvation Army or Goodwill, and just donate it. Get a receipt for it, but just donate it all, all right?
Okay.
Then you're going to come back to your house, and you're going to do a thorough cleaning on it. You're just going to clean the house, all right? You are you're getting rid of almost every – as if you had someone's mother-in-law come into your house. That's how deep I want you to clean your house, all right?
Okay.
Now, the reason I'm going to have reasons for telling you this in a minute, okay? Besides, it's going to keep you busy and it's going to clear your space of things that you don't want. You're going to be able to look around your living space and go, wow, I really like the flow and the clean energy that I've created for myself. Then, and then after you clean the house, go off to the dollar store tonight and get yourself three canisters of sea salt, all right?
Okay. I have some now.
Oh, nice. Okay. If you happen to also have some sage, do you happen to have sage?
I don't, but
okay. Go to one of those little places like Sprouts or Whole Foods or something like that.
Okay.
And they sell the little sage burning sticks. So get yourself a sage burning stick, and then you're going to actually cleanse your house. So after you have gotten rid of the crap you're not using, after you've actually cleaned your house, now you're going to cleanse your house because we're going to get rid of these negative vibrations that you've been carrying around. Now, before you're saging your house, this is what you do before you sage your house. And by the way, have you ever done that before? Have you ever saged your house?
Yes, I have, but I'm afraid of fire alarms, but yes.
Okay, well, I'll tell you how to do that in a second. And this is for the benefit of everybody listening, because if there are people that are looking to just kind of restart things, what I'm telling you is going to be beneficial to them. So, all right, so what I want you to do is because you are so pissed off about your last job, there's one thing I want to tell you. You were not supposed to be there anymore.
Okay.
So as soon as you accept the fact that you were not supposed to be at that job anymore, as soon as you actually really accept the fact that the universe was really guiding you out of there for a reason, and it may have appeared...
I get that, but I'm the only one unemployed. All the other people there are employed. Okay.
Okay.
I am
wait
unemployed.
A minute. All right. Wait a minute. See, you're still You're still pissed off about the fact that you were the one that looked like the scapegoat in all this. Okay?
Okay.
You're still pissed at that. And I understand totally about that. Why didn't people recognize how fabulous you were? Right?
I know.
Okay, so here's the thing. The exercise that I want you to do before you sage your house, and this is really important, is I want you to write about the experience that happened at your last job. So I want you to write down all the events. I want you to write down your emotions. I want you to write down the bitch's name that really started all this. I want you to write
yeah,
it all down.
Okay?
When you're done, when you've exhausted it, when it's actually almost comical, the crap that you're writing down, I want you to write at the bottom of the sheet of paper, and you can use more than one, but when you're done writing, I want you to write at the bottom of this this emotional vomit. I want you to write, I release this last job for the one I deserve. Then I want you to sign your name. I want you to go outside and safely burn it. Okay?
Okay.
So you're going to do that, and then you're going to sage your house.
Which I know
right?
how to do. Okay.
Okay. Now, do you happen to have access to like Netflix or
yeah,
do you have
yeah.
like a, okay. All right, I'm not sure if this movie is on Netflix, but it's a movie I want you to watch right now. So you might be able to find it at Buybacks. There's a place here in Vegas on Decatur and Sahara called Buybacks, and you can get used DVDs for just a couple bucks. So if you don't already
yeah,
have
yeah.
them, all right, I want you to watch the movie Defending Your Life.
Wow, okay.
All right, it's with Albert Brooks and Meryl Streep, so it's got some good people in it. It is one of those movies that I want you to pop yourself some popcorn. I want you to make sure that no phone is going to ring, and I want you to watch this hour and a half movie. All right? Then tonight, before you go to bed, I want you to put a container of sea salt in bath water. Before you go to bed. I want you to get into the bathtub, and I want you to imagine that the salt in the bath is leaching all the negative energy out of you.
Okay.
Okay? And then I want you to stand up in the bathtub, and as you're drying yourself out, you're going to release the water in the bathtub, and you're going to imagine that your all that negative energy is being sucked through the bottom of your feet and down the drain. Then I want you to go to bed. Now, what's going to happen is when you go to sleep tonight, not only are you going to be exhausted from all the activity that I've basically assigned you to do today, you're going to sleep better tonight.
Okay,
you're going to sleep better tonight, and don't be surprised if there is some sort of idea of what you really want to do next. Okay, so the next thing I want to address with you before I let you go is when you're out there interviewing, you really need, and I want you to start to go every temporary service next week that you can find, because I want you to find a temp to hire position. And when they ask you, why are you not at your last job? The way I want you to answer it is not all pissed off about the events that happened that you got forced out. We don't talk about that. What we say is, well, you know, I was technically hired for a project, and the project ended, so I wasn't there anymore.
Okay.
All right. And
Perfect.
The more casually you treat it, the more people are going to be aware that that there's nothing volatile on your end.
I know.
And it's illegal for anyone at your former job to tell anyone why you left.
They don't have a reason.
besides that. But in other words, they can't get they can't get vindictive about the fact that you've left.
I know.
All right. So sweetie pie, that's your homework assignment. And then I want you to call me next Friday and tell me how the week went.
Thank you.
All right, sweetie. See you later. Bye. Okay, I've got somebody here from the 516 area code. Hello, 516. Who's this?
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure. What's your question?
My question is about work. I've transitioned, and now I'm kind of just looking for something like part-time before I figure out what I want to do. And I guess I wanted to know how soon that would be before I actually land some kind of job.
Okay, so you're not really asking about luck. You're asking about the next opportunity.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, part of the issue that I'm seeing in your cards is that you don't have clear focus of what you want. So, now, did you listen to the whole cleansing thing that I did with Sharon on the caller before you?
Pretty much. I mean, I was engaged in something, but I could certainly go back and listen to it.
Okay. That actually wouldn't be a bad idea for you, but what
okay.
your cards are saying is that here's the thing. You're talented at a lot of things. The gift of being talented at a lot of things is you're talented at a lot of things, all right? The challenge with being talented at a lot of things is focusing on one.
Right.
Because according to what I'm seeing in your cards is that you're very easily distracted.
That's probably very true.
I'm not criticizing you. I'm just telling you that you're somebody that you can actually juggle a lot of things. One of the things that I think would be a great job for you, which is probably something you have not done before, would be somebody that does investigative background checking and reporting for a news station. So you would actually be hired by, say, you know, Fox, the local Fox affiliate, and say, look, I just want to be your research analyst for all your stories. I want to be the person that verifies your stories.
Yeah, I could see that. That's something that I'd be interested in. It's not that something I've done, but it
right.
would be of
but
interest.
See, here's the thing is that for you, you need to be involved in something where all of your cylinders are operating at the same time or you get bored. And
yeah.
what happens when you get bored is that you basically either lose a job or you leave a job.
Yep.
Okay, so what I want you to do is I want your homework assignment, besides what I've actually assigned Sharon to do, would be to decide if you could find one job that involves multitasking that would make sure that you're not bored and that you're energized and active during the, you know, whatever amount of the day that you're working 6 to 8 hours, what would those jobs be? A couple of jobs that come up in my mind for you for that would be doing somebody that investigates or acts as a producer for a radio or a TV station, right? Somebody that actually calls up the major celebrities and say, hey, would you like to be on XY, you know, the Dennis Miller show today? I'm, you know, so-and-so's producer. We're looking to have you as a guest, blah, blah, blah. You'd be great at that, okay? You'd also be great at the person that would research stories to see if they're true. So you could be the one that looks it up on Snoops.com to see if it was a hoax or the real deal kind of thing.
Right.
So there are two other things come to mind that I think you'd be great at. You'd be a great nurse. You'd be a great online day trader. So if you found out more about money and how to do your own online trading, you'd kick ass at that.
Yes.
So what my suggestion to you is not a timeline of when you're going to get another job. It's the vibration of what it is you want to do next. Because as soon as you decide on what it is you want to do next, finding the job will be easy for you.
Yeah.
All right,
no,
my friend,
I
gotta
believe
go.
That. I told you.
All right,
I
see you later.
Thanks.
Okay, bye. Okay, I've got somebody here from the 786 area code. Well, let me get them on there. Hello, 786. Who's this?
Hi, this is Samantha.
Hi, Samantha. What's your question?
Well, I just wanted to know what you possibly see coming into my love life, if anything.
One of the things that I want to say to you right away is that as you're asking me that question, there is this sadness that I'm getting, this overwhelming sadness that I'm getting with you. That you actually, there's a part of you that might even feel like you don't deserve to have a great love relationship. That the energies that have happened in the past haven't been particularly loving and supportive of you. So I get this sorrow when you ask me this question, like right away. So if I'm picking up this sorrow or this energy of sadness around you, imagine what other people are picking up.
Mm-hmm.
All right? So my biggest assignment for you is to find something that is fun for you and makes you laugh, whatever it is, okay? Now, this is going to be a really odd suggestion. Yeah, I don't know if you've been tuned in since I started the program today, but remember how I said that there's this sense of universal justice, this feeling that you're finally being rewarded for all your hard work? Were you listening to that when I opened the program? Okay. It's about time that the universe actually did something nice for you. Okay? And I agree with that with you. But you need to put yourself in the place for miracles to happen. So it's not watching Oprah or Judge Judy reruns in order to find that. What it means is you're going to have to get yourself out of the house and find a group of people that you can actually feel some awe and some inspiration with. So I would like you to go back to your spiritual foundation and start going back to church.
Okay.
That's a good start.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the thing. Do I see love coming to you? Yes, but you have to change your vibration first. And it starts with you. I have these cards here. I have this card of sorrow. Then I have this card that you don't trust relationships very easily, that you might be somebody that's prone to jealousy when you do get in a relationship, and that you wonder what they're doing when they're not with you instead of trusting whatever it is they're doing has nothing to do with them flirting with some other babe, all right? Then there's two cards that speak to your spiritual foundation. There's a card here that actually says, in a past life, you were someone that was a spiritual leader, and that you need to refine that grounding again. And when I say grounding, it is knowing that you're here for a reason and a purpose, and that, you know, the gift of this life is being aware in the moment, and being able to act on that awareness. Then you have a card that says you're being guided by angels, but you're resisting it. And then the last card talks about divine inspiration. So that's connected with your love question, but your love question is way more universal than just finding someone to hold you at night. It's bigger than that. And that if you align with the bigger spiritual side of things, what happens is that you draw that love relationship to you. All right, Samantha, thanks for calling.
Thank you so much.
Okay, bye. Okay, I've got somebody here from the 856 area code. Hello, 856. Who's this?
Hey, Mona. It's Laura.
Hi, Laura. Nice to hear from you again. What's your question?
Well, guess what? I got a call from a recruiter the other day, and he submitted me to go forward for an in-person interview next week, but
Yay.
It's not solidified yet. He said
Yay.
He has to have the news for me Monday.
Yay.
Yeah, I know, and I really want this job really bad. So do you have any inkling as to whether or not this is going to happen for me, or are you picking up anything good?
Okay, do you happen to know the company you're interviewing with?
I do, but I don't want to
okay.
say it over the air.
No, I don't want you to say it either. What I want you to do is I want you to take the time this weekend to really research the company. And I want you to bring up three things in the interview that you really admire about the company and why you were so delighted that your recruiter reached out to you about meeting everyone for this job. Because I'm getting that you may be interviewing with a panel.
Yes.
Okay.
That's true.
So,
all
right.
So
what I want you to do is as you are interviewing with these people, what I want you to do is I want you to be the person that asks them what a successful employee looks like there. In other words, you're going to let them feed you the information on how to respond to the questions they ask you. I also want you to come up with 5 very good questions regarding the company and your role
okay.
in the company. Okay, so you have a little homework to do. The funny, the challenging thing for you is to make it look spontaneous.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
That as you're listening to what they're telling you, that you base your question on listening very carefully. Now, here's the thing. Your past experience is what's qualified you for this, all right? I also need you to be very prepared when they ask you questions like, why are you not at your last job? You need to have a very good answer for that. So what's the real reason you're not at your last job? According to what I'm seeing here is that they didn't appreciate you, but that's what I'm seeing here. Why are you not at your last job?
Because it's contract work and I'm looking for something with benefits and more stability.
No, that's not what you say. What you say is, my last, no, that's good. I want you, but I wanted to know the truth so I can actually have you reframe the truth in such a way that makes it look like you are ready to be all in with a regular job, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Say that I was, in my most of my work over the last several years has been contract work. And the reason why I've really appreciated those opportunities is because it's given me aspects of certain businesses' protocols that I wouldn't have got any other way. That
okay.
If I wasn't someone doing project work, I wouldn't learn some of the really great things that I've learned. And what is so exciting about meeting with you guys, with XYZ Company, what's so great mm-hmm. about meeting with you guys is now I get to bring all of those varied skills that I've learned to the table and be all in with you.
But what's the reason why I want to give up contract work after all these years to settle down?
No. You're ready. Right. You're ready to align yourself with an organization that appreciates the multifaceted skills you bring to the table, and you're ready to be all in and align yourself with a company.
Okay, that sounds good. Oh, that's good.
Because
Mona.
Here's the thing. You're not tired of contract work. That's not what you say. What you say
right.
is that you are ready to bring all of the skills that you've learned from all these wonderful experiences to one company and align yourself with a sense of purpose and loyalty and commitment to one company.
Okay.
All right. And what happens is first of all, they're not going to expect you to answer that way. They're going to expect you to answer like everybody else would answer, which is, oh, well, you know, I really want benefits.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because the thing is we already know what they offer. We already that's a given. You know, usually when you go to a regular company, you get health benefits, you get 401k stuff, and sometimes you get tuition reimbursement. You know, all of that's normal. What you want to do is you want to align your skills with their vision. And so, I have to tell you one thing. One of the questions that you need to ask is if you could put it in your own words, what's the vision of this company? Ask one of the interviewers that. If you could put it in your own words, what's the vision of this company? And then listen very carefully to what this person tells you. And they say, and then you say, wow, that is so wonderful and refreshing to hear. Because that's exactly the kind of company
I'm
looking
for. There's only one problem with that. Their vision, because I've been reading their website information and looking at their videos, it's all over their website. So if I ask that question, then it'll look like I haven't done any of my homework.
No.
So
the way you say it, then you say it this way. The vision of your company, as I have explored by researching you, is this. How do you put that into action in your job?
Oh, okay, that's even better. I like that way. Oh, that's good,
right.
Mona.
Okay, but see, here's the thing, is that what, by the way, my real job background is sales and marketing.
Ah!
So when I talk to you guys about stuff, I'm talking about stuff I know, right? Like one of the things that I know for sure is that if someone starts asking you questions, they're very interested.
Okay.
They're very
right.
interested. So when you actually say, you know, I from what I understand from researching your company, your vision statement says this. How do you apply that in your everyday job?
Okay.
Okay.
That's good.
Because here's the thing. This whole opportunity for you is a break from the past. What happens moving forward is nothing like what's happened in the past for you. All right, Laura, I got to go. So break a leg. See you later.
Thank you.
Okay, bye. All right, you guys, don't go anywhere. I'm going to be able to get to all your calls. I'll be right back.
The Dice Wisdom app is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
How do you contact Mona? Her website is thepsychicview.com and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Mona is available for special events, VIP receptions, Las Vegas trade shows, and personal readings in Las Vegas by appointment. Mona holds the Privileged Psychic Arts License through the City of Las Vegas and is the published author of Chanting Life, Wisdom in a Dice Toss. Call 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Remember, Mona changes lives one at a time.
Okay, I'm back. I'm going to go to somebody here from fabulous Las Vegas. Hello, Las Vegas. Who's this?
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
Hello, this is Angelica.
Hi, Angelica. Welcome back. What's your question?
Hi, I spoke to you a couple days ago, and I was kind of iffy, but I wasn't too sure what to ask. But
right.
I'm asking about a past boyfriend.
Right.
And it might sound stupid, but why is he ignoring me? Like, why, you know, I don't get him. Like, I try to figure him out. I went to his house. He's just totally ignoring me.
You know, there's a theory out there that if you can form the question, you already know the answer.
Okay.
Okay? So having
so
said that. All right, what are you going to say? Because I'll tell you what I'm going to say in a second.
I'm thinking he's not too sure. But, I don't know. He doesn't want to jump into a relationship and get hurt, I guess. He's not too sure about me. I don't know.
It's not about whether you're going to hurt him or not. It's about the fact that he's not ready for a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
Here's what I would do. Here's what I would do if I were you is I would – you know, if there were four burners on a stove and you could add another 10 more burners, I would put him on the 10th burner.
Yeah.
I would put him so far down the list on any kind of priority in my life, because what you've been doing is making the mistake of sort of gauging what you're going to do with your life based on what he's going to do with you.
Mm-hmm.
And what I want you to do, there's a movie, and it's kind of a cheesy movie, and it really is only a two-star movie, but the title in alone kind of makes up for the movie, which is He's Just Not That Into You.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't look at it like it's anything personal. You know, they're like pieces on a puzzle. If you're putting a puzzle together, you don't get pissed off because a piece of the puzzle doesn't fit where you want to put it. You realize that you have to find another piece of the puzzle that will fit, all right? In your case, what it's saying is that there was some initial interest, but the reason why it didn't go any further is that he is emotionally, spiritually, and financially not in a place to be in a relationship.
Okay.
So
do you see us together, like, later on in the future?
Well,
See,
what I'm getting here is that you should not count on him at all to be anything more than an acquaintance or a friend. That's what I'm getting. And that the quicker you decide that that he's not in your radar as somebody that's a possibility in your future in a love relationship sort of way, the quicker that you can move forward and go into something or go towards something that you want. According to what I'm seeing in your cards, my friend, is that your first priority – and your priority for the next 5 years is about your career. So what do you do for work now?
I'm in the cleaning business.
Okay.
Actually, I'm working right now.
So if I were you and you actually liked that business, I would form an actual company and hire people and go clean people's houses.
Okay.
All right. Listen, I'm going to let you go, but I do appreciate you checking in with me. And lovely chatting with you again.
All right.
See you later. Okay,
bye.
So someone was in their car using their navigation system while they were on the phone to me. Isn't that funny? Okay. Got somebody here from the 480 area code. Hello, 480. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Jan.
Hi, Jan. What's your question?
What do you see for me relating to my move, and when will it happen?
All right. Hold on. I'm clearing the cards for you here.
No.
All right. Let's see. Well, it's actually saying that the move looks really disruptive, and that there is somebody you were counting on to help you with it that may flake on you. There's somebody, and this is a man, that you're counting on to help you, and this is saying that he might flake on you. So my biggest advice for you is to have a plan B. This is weird because what I'm seeing in your cards, Jan, this is exactly what I'm seeing. If I were looking at your cards and I was just directly answering your question, I would say you're preparing for a move, you're counting on somebody, and at the last minute it feels like Lucy pulling the football away from Charlie Brown, and you find yourself in free fall.
Okay.
Now, here's the thing, is that it could actually be the best thing that happens, because if you finally really decide that this guy is somebody you can't count on and you end up going in a new direction just for you, what happens is it ends up being incredibly beneficial for you, but I don't see that this man is a part of it.
Okay.
So here's what I would do, is I would have a plan B. So let's say this guy has said, well, you know, honey, let's move in together. And at the last minute, right, when you're ready to do it, he gets cold feet, decides not to do it, stops returning the call. So I'm not sure that the timing on this is good right now for you to even contemplate a move associated with this man.
Okay.
So that's what my cards are saying.
So when
you,
do you see? Okay, so when do you see me moving then?
Well, it's saying that a pragmatic move, where there is some defined things set up that you've arranged all yourself, that's more of an energy thing, not a timing thing. So, and actually none of your cards are talking about timing. They're all talking about disruption connected with this man. And that my biggest advice for you is to have a plan B. So if you really want to move, so let's say you want to move to, Arizona. I'm just going to use that as an example. Say you want to move to Arizona. And you want to move to Arizona because the weather is better and you probably have some great job prospects. I would do that just for you, whether or not the guy goes with you or not.
Right, and I am moving for me.
Okay, all right. Then what I would recommend is that you make sure you get it all set up. And if there is the bonus of this guy helping you out, that's great. But according to this, there is some sort of last-minute thing that happens that he suddenly, some last-minute event that he can't help you. So now, if I were giving you any timing at all, it's going to happen within the next 4 months. If I can give you a date to not do it on, it would be the 16th of the month.
To not move on the 16th?
Yeah, don't move on the 16th, which is weird because I don't usually get that. So there you go.
Okay. And what about will my health improve for me to
Let's
make
have you.
Move?
Why don't you give me a call back and ask me that question on Monday or Tuesday next week? Because I really only try and do one question at a time.
Okay, no worries. Okay, well, thank you so much, Mona. I really appreciate it.
All right, Jan.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye. Okay, I've got. Looks like I've got someone named Karen. Must be on Skype or something. Hi, Karen.
Yes.
What's your question?
It is Skype. It's about my relationship. What do you see?
Let's see. You are going into what I call a no-compromise phase, where it really is about what the other person can bring to the table to contribute to the relationship, not all the great stuff you already contribute to it.
Mm-hmm.
So my advice would be for you to take a step back and see what this other person does when you take a step back.
Okay.
And a step back means that you're not the one that initiates text messages or phone calls. You're not the one that initiates any interaction or communication with this person, you're the one that waits for them to communicate with you. And I kind of want you to learn and see how long it takes for him to reach out to you.
It's interesting that you say that because I started a new job and it went for over a week. And I'm just feeling he's still connected in other ways to a couple situations. And I was very saddened to, after the communication about all of it, that and the forgiveness on my part, that he still isn't reaching out back to me, but he says this is what he wants. But my heart, like you said, if you can form the question.
Right. Okay. And see, and that's a really, the thing is most people don't point that out. That if you can form the question, you probably already know the answer. It's not having the question that makes it scary. And what I'm seeing here is that this man seems to inadvertently hurt you. It's like you're ultra sensitive to how he behaves towards you. So this man either intentionally or unintentionally hurt you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the reason why I'm saying that you're going into no compromise mode, and that you need to step back and put this guy, like I said to somebody else a little bit earlier, put this guy on the back burner. If he's really interested, he will step forward. I just don't want you to be with someone who's distracted by other things that seem to be more important than you.
Yeah, and we've been married over 20 years, and I'm just feeling, you know how you get that gut feeling, but you just need confirmation that he's still connected to the other girls and maybe new ones. Just he just likes to play and have fun and flip. But
yeah, well, I wonder if he actually likes to look at porn online too.
Well, you know what, and this is personal, but we're more like friends living together. It's been almost a year, and I don't think that's normal in a marriage. He says it's my weight, that he's not attracted, he's waiting for me to lose weight so I could feel better. But something's telling me when a man doesn't reach out, when you're trying to forgive and move forward and opening that door and the door doesn't get opened because he says he has health issues, I'm starting to wonder if it's just because there's something else.
Well, here's the thing. What I'm getting is that the two of you either need to do a real big restart and new beginning with your relationship, or you need to decide what it is that's going to make you happy. And when I say no compromise mode, and I find it interesting here that you say you're married to this man, but it took him a week to reach out to you after you started a job?
Yeah, it was like, not how are you doing? How was your day? Nothing. And I thought, wow, you know?
Oh, wait, but, I mean, do you guys live in separate states?
No, we live in the same house.
Okay, well, so maybe he was waiting till you got home for you to talk about the job.
He's always distracted. He's very busy in his job, and he's always distracted, and I always feel like I'm taking up time when I try to discuss my job. He's just happy that I'm working so I can contribute, though.
Okay. Sounds to me like this might be more of a call for maybe visiting with a psychologist and getting your priorities in order about what you really want in your life.
Okay.
I mean, and I, what it's saying here is that you're being guided by the angels to make a decision for yourself, and that your cards are saying you're tired of being hurt, and you're tired of being kind of like the, instead of being the first person on the totem pole, you know, because you're in a partnership, you feel like you're the last person that he wants to visit with.
Yes.
Okay, and all of those feelings are true feelings that you're going through right now. Here's the thing, is that you can't beg for attention.
No,
and the thing is it has nothing to do with your weight. That has nothing to do with your weight. You know, there was actually, and I wish I could find that article, there was an article on Facebook about this woman had dated this man, and he just said, "I'm just not attracted to you, your skin's too wrinkly," or something like that. And she basically, he goes, "You know, but if you wear these kind of clothes, or if, you know, we kind of keep the lights dim, or blah, blah, blah." And she finally actually said to him, you know, if you can't accept me for who I am, and that you can't celebrate the fact that there's a connection here that's way beyond sex, then I'm not sure I want to be with you.
Wow.
And the thing is the biggest issue that I see going on with you is you taking your power back. You keep asking permission to be loved.
Wow. Ouch.
Okay. This is a psychic call-in show for entertainment, okay? The fact that I can zero in on what's going on with somebody is just what I do, all right? The thing is that I also recognize that here you are, this amazing woman that can make magic happen at her fingertips, and you're wasting your magic on somebody that doesn't appreciate it. Right?
That's what it feels like. Thank you for that.
So here's the thing. As you reach out to a psychologist, you say, look, I need a cognitive psychologist, somebody that can give me some tools that when I go into my own self-victim mode, that I'm not letting myself do it.
Okay.
All right? And you just visit with someone for like 2 or 3 times. Just say, look, I kind of need to get my balls back. All right? Because
yeah.
I want to tell you, that's what was initially attractive about you to him. Was the one that was when you could actually boss him around, he liked that. So I want you to go back to the woman that he fell in love with, and the way to do that is to kind of get your sense of amazing self back, will you?
Okay, Mona, I love that.
All right, thanks for calling. See you later.
God bless you.
Okay, bye. You're welcome. Bye. Okay, I've got somebody here from the 661 area code. Hello, 661. Who's this? Hello, 661. It's all about you. Okay, I'm going to put you back on hold. Maybe you're sitting in another room and we're on a little bit of a delay. So maybe you'll come back. So put you back on hold. I'm going to go to area code 520. Hello, 520. Who's this?
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. It's Christina.
Hi, Christina. What's your question?
Yes. I'm looking for work, and I'm looking in housekeeping, and I've tried a different area also. Now, I was just wondering if I'm looking in the right direction, because usually I do housekeeping or then, like, a manager.
Okay, so you like a housekeeping in a hotel?
Well, I was more looking, like, in the hospital, but I'm not sure. So I don't know if I should look in that position of housekeeping or if I should look in positions of management, like, you know, going into management. Because I was like an office manager before, and then I was a manager for like a retail store.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then,
You probably weren't listening at the beginning of the program, but you might want to listen in on, like go back on Blog Talk and re-listen to the first 10 minutes of my program, okay? Because there was somebody at the beginning of the program that I did a real cool coaching with that I think that would benefit you. But here's what I see for you is that you're not quite sure what you want to do, and that's okay. So when people aren't quite sure what they want to do, what I usually do is suggest that they start applying at temporary staffing services first, where they can get assigned, you know, on jobs for 2 or 3 days at a time, or maybe even get like a temp to hire kind of position. Because here's the thing, is you're very good at bringing harmony to chaos. You're very good at making things feel even, all right? And I love that about you. I love that you're not a troublemaker. You're a very good team player. And once people meet you and see your work ethic, they really like you. Okay? So that would be my suggestion for you is first, I want you to listen to the first 10 minutes of my program today and do the exercise that I told the first lady to do. And then I want you, starting next week, to go to every temporary staffing service around where you live and say you're available immediately for either, you know, temporary assignments or attempt to hire position, and these are the things you've done before. I think you will find a job very quickly. This is saying that you find a job by August 1st.
Wow. Okay. Well, that's some inspiration there. Thank you.
All right, my friend. Thanks for calling. See you later.
Okay,
bye.
Day.
You too. Okay. See if I can get 661 on the air. Hello, 661. Are you there? Well, you're queued up to ask me a question, so I'm going to go ahead and let your call go because you got to be a little bit more attentive to be able to get on the air. So, all right, guys. So I've got all you guys on hold right now, and none of you are queued up to ask me a question. So my program is based on live callers. So I just want to remind you of our card of the day today, which is divine justice, things coming to you for a reason. And I will be back live Monday morning at 9 a.m., hopefully with a big announcement. And I will look forward to visiting with you all then. Have a great weekend.
How do you contact Mona? Her website is thepsychicview.com, and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Mona is available for special events, VIP receptions, Las Vegas trade shows, and personal readings in Las Vegas by appointment. Mona holds the privileged psychic arts license through the City of Las Vegas and is the published author of Chanting Life, Wisdom in a Dice Toss. Call 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Remember, Mona changes lives one at a time.
Thank you for tuning in to Psychic View with Mona. If you'd like to be considered for an extended reading on her program, please like the Mystic Mona page on Facebook. Mona will randomly choose one of her fans for this special on-air session. You can follow Mona's radio announcements on Twitter by following Psychic View or The Mystic Mona. Indicate Psychic View as a favorite on Blog Talk and be notified of Mona's special programs. Tune in to Psychic View each weekday morning at 9 a.m. Pacific Time and call in to ask your question. Psychic View is brought to you on Blog Talk Radio for your entertainment and consideration. Mona is available for Las Vegas trade shows, VIP parties, and special events. Phone sessions are also available by appointment. You may contact Mona by dialing 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461, or by going to her website at mysticmona.com. Thank you for sharing your morning with Mona, and remember, Psychic View, because the present moment is the gift.